Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the man who is our umbrella every morning, and that's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, not every morning.
Well, Monday through Friday.
But yeah, well, you don't need an umbrella, though, if it's not raining.
Well, it was spitting this morning.
Yeah, well, we'll have some rain today, or drizzle. And the high's only in the 40s, so it's not a Marshall Miles day, that's for sure.
No,
you don't like this weather.
It wasn't a Marshall Miles. You know, it gets so dark. I walked out the house this morning, and there sitting on my front porch was a package from Amazon, okay? Now, it wasn't delivered yesterday. So it must have been delivered, you know, sometime after 4 or 5 o'clock when it was pitch black out. I'm just lucky a bear didn't think it was food and carry it away.
Yeah, they do develop. They do deliver late.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, after 8 o'clock at night. So yeah, I have to watch out for that. But in the meantime, you'll have a clear night tonight. You'll be in the mid 30s. How about that? And then sunny tomorrow, 50 to 55. Clouds come in Sunday. It gets windy. Showers in the afternoon, mid-50s behind that front. Any showers will give way to some sun. It'll be blustery on Monday with a high 50. And then only in the 40s Tuesday and probably Wednesday as well. Could there be some rain or snow showers as we get into the Tuesday-Wednesday time frame? Yeah, there could be. I don't see anything at this point that would be significant. So we don't have to worry about that. Go to the tropics. What's left of Ada is off the South Carolina coast and moving out to sea. The other disturbance is now south of Haiti, likely to become a tropical depression and then a storm as it heads for Central America. That'll be given the name Iota. And I don't think we'll have to be concerned with that.
So, I don't give one iota about Iota.
I figured that. And today is, of course, Friday the 13th.
Tricks addictive to phobia, right?
Phobia. Yeah. And, you know, most people associate Friday the 13th with the movie. And I can see why. You know, it was a big hit back then. But doing the research, they're thinking the reason why it became, quote, an unlucky day is because way, way back, biblical times, Holy Thursday, the Last Supper consisted of 13 people, and then we all know what followed on Good Friday. Also, on Friday the 13th, Adam gave the forbidden fruit to Eve. And also on a Friday the 13th, Cain killed his brother Abel. So those things mark the fact that it's unlucky. And again, I was never really superstitious, but, you know, maybe if I meet somebody on the elevator named Jason, I would back off.
Especially if they have a hatchet.
Yeah, right. Right. So, meanwhile, so that's the scoop there. And there's not much on the agenda for this weekend. I'm kind of happy about that.
So so Cain and Abel, that's even on the 13th, huh?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Man, so just I tell you.
Beware. See, you don't know what that package could have been this morning.
Oh, I know what it is. But I it's still it's Chinese rice noodles, okay? And that's why, because it was a food product, and even though
the bear could have taken it, yeah.
Even though it's wrapped and stuff like that, the bear, if a bear walked by, they would have just carted it away, and we would have found it somewhere in the woods. But yeah, that's why I was concerned. And it's nothing they can do now because it's pitch black at 4 o'clock.
Right.
You know, it's pitch black at 4 o'clock. So, and without my Lucky around, since Lucky passed away, Georgia doesn't bark. Lucky knew if anything was around the house, anytime, he would bark and go to the window. So he was my doorbell. He was my alarm. Georgia, she just doesn't give a damn. So they could have come up on the porch. I didn't hear it. You know, and LJ would have been the one to hear it. But and so they're not really delivering late. 4:30, quarter to five isn't late, but it's already pitch black by then. So
they may have delivered it last night.
No, we're out in the middle of nowhere here. They don't deliver to 8 o'clock at night out here.
Not out here.
They wouldn't get back to the depot till like 10 o'clock. So I would think.
Because you're so
we're so far
away.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
Because here many a time. 8:30, surely will start barking, and we'll see, you know, we'll see Amazon.
About the latest that happens around here, about the latest that happens around here with delivery from Amazon is about 5:30, 6 o'clock at night. But in the wintertime, you know, that's around Christmas time. That's around Christmas time when they've, you know, there's just packages from the U.S. Postal Service that are Amazon, UPS. I mean, all of them. They all, you know, that's when they all hit. So that's when they get really right around here.
You know, I say this all the time. You're much better at this than I am. I'm not going to watch the news, but of course, I put the news on at 6:30 last night, and it is just so depressing. I mean, you know, they're talking about closing New York City schools. They've also mentioned the possibility of a national lockdown because of COVID-19, you know, spreading the way it is. I don't know why that's happening. The only guess that I have is that there are more and more people letting their guard down, you know, and that has to be the other reason. Then, of course, you know, you do have some states that are not demanding that you wear a mask, and that's a problem.
Well, the big problem is that when you get averages of 120 to 140,000 people a day possibly contracting the disease, and then you have to test them, and then you find the spread rate is really high, and you know, people have gotten tired of it. There's fatigue, but then again, there's you know, if you take a look at the presidential election, there's a 52-48% split. Well, the 48% that voted for Donald Trump really don't want any of these controls on anyway. So there's just a lot of people out there that doubt, and that's going to be the same problem when you get when they finally get the vaccine out. There's going to be a lot of people that don't trust the vaccine,
right?
And really, if you look around the world, we're the only country going through this. Oh, Italy once again is having a little rough time, but the amount of people that are coming down with COVID-19. It's just amazing. And you look at the reports. This morning I was looking at some of the news reports. Hospitals in the Midwest, emergency rooms are right now 70 to 80% full.
Yeah, and shocking to me, what I heard this morning, is that it is finally attacking the state of Alaska, which, as you know, had gotten off pretty easy. But now things are out of control there as well. It's scary.
I'm just glad we never reopened this building to the public.
And yeah.
I've got a nice little safe cocoon here, a nice little safe cocoon at my house, and this is my social life, and it has been for the past year. You know, at the house,
right?
Go to the station, go home, back and forth and back. That's it. And occasionally I'll stop at a gas station and of course I have my gloves on and to get my gas and stuff like that. And occasionally stop at a supermarket. But it's something we all have to just be social distance and wear masks. I don't think there's going to be a total shutdown. I think that businesses will have to limit the number of people in stores at town. I think all that will come back. And restaurants will have, instead of 50%, 25% capacity because they're inside. And stores will have, there'll be capacity limits if this keeps going like this.
Well, but, I mean, you know, Governor Cuomo already starting today, what is it, gyms, bars, bowling alleys,
same thing.
All have to, restaurants, they all have to close at 10.
Yeah, same thing. It's the basic same rules here going on in Connecticut. Well. We'll just see what happens. I mean, we've never, ever, ever gotten control. To me, this isn't a second wave because we never really got rid of the first wave. It's just an intensification because we are who we are. We're Americans, and damn it, we're free Americans. We have the right to do what we want.
Pretty much what a lot of people are saying. But, you know, when it, like, you know, I heard a lot of people tell me, because Governor Cuomo said to New Yorkers, he's restricting gatherings, you know, for Thanksgiving of 10 or less.
Yeah.
And people said to me, well, who's he?
Well, they're recommending. They can't restrict it. They don't have the power to restrict it. They're recommending it.
I totally agree with that.
But I'll tell you right now, if somebody has a big party and it becomes a super spreader, that's when the state will step in and fine them.
Good.
That's what they do. I mean, they're not saying you can't do this. They are heavily recommending guidelines that you don't.
Right.
So we'll see what happens with that. But, you know, well, we just never have handled this as a country properly. And now that we're deep into going into the wintertime, it's going to be a rough November, December, and January. There's no doubt about it. But you'll keep us all happy with incredibly great forecasts, right?
Well, I'm going to try. But, you know, the thing that puzzles me about that, what you just said, and I even questioned it when I heard it on the news, why would the winter be worse than the summer?
Because people are inside and they gather more inside. That's the only reason. And people are inside. It's closer contact. You can't have the outside dining. And so people are in closer contact. And also, the beginning of the winter features what? We had Halloween. We've got Thanksgiving. We've got Christmas.
Right.
We got Kwanzaa. You got all these holidays. And so it's all packed in the next 3 months. And then you've got New Year's Eve. And there's no place for people to go. Do you know what I mean? They're all packed in like sardines.
Well, yeah. Well, you know that there's not going to be New Year's Eve celebrations in restaurants and catering halls because that's not going to be allowed.
Yeah, but will they? What about private homes? You see,
that's the other thing. Yeah, you know, you're right. Okay, so you got to just be careful.
Yeah, we just got to be careful and just deal with it, you know? You know, like, it's not fun keeping this radio station closed to the public, but it's the only thing that we can do. It's the only thing that we can do to continue operating as a business.
And the only thing that I can do right now is say, have a nice weekend, and I'll see you Monday.
And have fun playing with your weather station.
Well, thank you. I am happy.
Okay, Pat, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.